think I really went in with any preconceived notions on where he was going to be. Obviously, we were excited when we drafted him, so we thought he was going to be a very good player. And, you know, still excited, obviously, on where he how he's progressed. I think it's a situation now where each day we're just looking for improvement, and he's challenged himself to get better every day. So, really, I'm not exactly sure where I expect him to be, so he's doing well for where he's at.
Can you learn much from three reps on the first team?
Well, I think he took seven yesterday because he took four with the 7-on-7 group, and then he took three in the other period against the ones. But, you know, we're right now in it. We're in game planning mode, so we're running carded periods anyway. So, really, the only time you're really going against the ones, true ones and ones versus ones, is in 7-on-7 when it's non-scripted or when it's that special team period, I guess. So he'll have another one of those days today. He'll go when we have the one on, when we go against the ones, he'll take three reps, and then he'll take a team period today, which will be another four reps or so. But you just kind of, that's the only thing you have to evaluate him on right now. So you go him versus the ones and see how that goes, and then see, you know, maybe we get some more than seven reps on Friday night or Thursday. Yeah, Friday night.
What was his biggest improvement in Tampa and Chicago, Blake and Chad?
Well, I thought Chad's biggest improvement was the fact that we were able to get him some opportunities to throw the ball downfield. He was able to take some shots. He was able to move the ball with great tempo. I think we saw that with, you know, with Chad, we were able to actually extend some drives. And that first game, we weren't really able to extend any drives that first you know, whatever four series he had. We wound up, one was backed up on the minus two. One, we got a seven-play drive the second series of the game and wound up snapping a ball over his head on 3rd and 4. And another one was a 4th and 3. We went for it and snapped the ball over his head. So I thought he threw the ball well, though. I think he's continuing to throw the ball confidently and ripping it in there with some good velocity. As for Blake, between game one and game two, he's just beginning. He keeps getting better in terms of understanding the offense. His knowledge base is improving, so he can play faster. He can make some corrections on the fly. He can make some adjustments. Did a good job of, you know, checking a play and throwing Terry Taylor for a 30-yard gain on the left sideline there. And it was 2nd and 1, and he saw that it was a loaded box, and he just decided that he was going to check. And I think that shows a guy with great confidence. So that part of it's fun, but he just has to continue to build and learn. And he's throwing the ball with a little bit better I think velocity also, maybe using his lower body a little better, so that's pretty cool.
Is that Kerry Taylor throw kind of maybe an indication of where he's at, where he's maturing?
Well, yeah, I think that the idea that he was able to, well, there was a couple things that went on there. You know, he was able to see the coverage ahead of time, not during the snap, but pre-snap. He was able to get the indicators that he was looking for and then get it, you know, get the check and then signal it properly and get all those things, all those mechanics. So that was a big play. I thought another one was, you know, that 3rd down conversion to Kerry Taylor on that quick little slant route. He had some poise there and was able to get the ball out of his hands there. So I think both of them are indications of how he's playing and what's to come. But we just have to continue to watch his development as he continues to go against better competition.
McClendon's been working with the ones all week. Is he the starting center now?
Well, now as in for the game on Friday or now as in practice today? So he is starting at center today in practice. We're going to meet after practice and go through the personnel to make the determination on exactly who's going to be starting in the offensive line. Right now he's had a very good, Sunday, Monday. I can't keep track of what day it actually is. But, yeah, so he's had a good Sunday, Monday, and now today we'll see how he does again, and then we'll then evaluate where he's at, where Brewster's at, where Linder's at, and then see Bolenko's health. Right now we have to see if we're going to be able to get him back or not for the game.